Anybody can have a business. A business is just exchanging goods or services for money. Did you have a lemonade stand when you were a kid? That was a business. But did everybody stand around the block just to get your lemonade? Did they wait in anticipation all winter just to have some of your lemonade? Did they tell all their friends and spread the word about how you made the best lemonade in three counties? Probably not. But that's the difference between having a business and having a brand. When we have a brand, we have loyal fans. They will follow us on social media, tell their friends about how excited they are, not just about what we do, but how we do it, and they're there to support us and help us grow. As a brand, we build relationships with our clients, and you may think, well, how can I do that? I mean, I'm not Target. I'm just, you know, just insert here any other word. I'm just a mom, a designer, a photographer, but you are not just anything. You can build a brand that attracts loyal clients who want to work with you. And the first step in building your brand is actually branding. You may be wondering, what is branding? And you probably associate branding with logos and color schemes. And while that is a very important part of branding, it's only the visual part. I like Seth Godin's definition of branding. He says, a brand is a set of expectations, memories, stories, and relationships that, taken together, account for a consumer's decision to choose one product or service over another. What does that really mean? It means that when we share our brand story, mission, and values, we can connect with people by identifying what they need, what's important to them, and make an emotional connection. When we pair that with a product or service that meets their expectation of performance and value, we have customers that are ready to buy. I always think about the Folgers coffee commercials. For me, Folgers has an emotional connection because that's the kind of coffee that my mom drinks, so that smell always reminds me of her and waking up in the morning. But they have those really sappy commercials all about family and making those kind of connections. And there are lots of products that I'm sure that you use on a day-to-day basis that you have certain emotional connections with too. And then think about the times that you've bought something just because you like that person. That's the way I feel when a Girl Scout sells me cookies. Every year, one of my neighborhood girls comes to my door to sell me the cookies, and I don't need the cookies. I don't want the cookies because I know I'm going to eat the whole box, but I buy them anyway because I love her. I want to support her, and I want to support the Girl Scouts. So every year, when they knock on my door, I buy the cookies anyway. And then, of course, when I open the box, they're delicious. They taste the same every single time. So I am a loyal fan of Girl Scouts and my neighborhood Girl Scout. One way to think about how to build our brand is to look at the brands that we are fans of. What brand do you support by buying their products, getting their newsletter, or following them on social media? Why we love what we love can be the same things that people love about our brand. You can't give all of your clients a caramel latte like the one that you love from Starbucks, but you can give people that same warm, happy feeling of knowing that they can depend on your services to help them through their day. One of my favorite brands is Target. I love to shop at Target, and I will spend a little bit more money shopping there than going somewhere else that may be a little cheaper, like Walmart, because I like the way that I feel when I'm in the store. It's bright. They have a Starbucks, which is always a plus when you're a busy entrepreneur and you need a little caffeine boost to get you through while you shop for things that you need, like groceries and household items. But it's also nice to shop for things that you want, like clothes, or maybe some new office supplies, and just peruse the aisles and look at pretty things. I also appreciate their collaboration with makers like Thimble Press that I've followed since they were just an Etsy store, because that supports one of my personal values, which is that I want to support creative businesses. Another brand that I really love is Anthropologie. Every Anthropologie store looks a little different on the outside, but they have the same qualities of craftsmanship, artistry, and travel. When you walk inside the store, those qualities continue to give you a full experience. Their creative director said they want their customers to have a sense of exploration when they're in the store. With displays of textures and colors and home items, there's always something to discover. What if you went through those beautiful doors and you saw white tiled ceilings and bright green and yellow signage everywhere, like the Dollar Tree? You would run from being so caught off guard and never come back. This is why having a brand is more than just your logo. It's the experience that you give your customers from their first contact with you. Maybe that's on Instagram, or it could be in person, all the way to your last contact, which could be your newsletter. From talking to us on the phone to seeing our website and how we communicate with our clients, we want them to always feel like it's the same person with the same voice and the same mission. We want to build know, like, and trust, and it all starts with our branding and how we make people feel. Thimble Press is an example of a brand that's all about how they make people feel. Their tagline is actually "Happiness Multiplies." Their imagery and their packaging is always bright and colorful. The products that they make, like cards and push-pop confetti, celebrate life, and they even have an adorable golden doodle as their mascot. What's happier than a cute dog? Everything about Thimble Press says fun. All of these brands have one big thing in common. They've shown us who they are, and we've connected with that. But most importantly, we know what to expect. So what it really comes down to is this: how do you want to make people feel? Our